High FM 101.9 megahertz of life.
The story about this arrest, the arrests of the Israelis' most wanted gang leader, broke yesterday morning towards the end of the show. And very kindly, Colonel Atlenda Mate from the SAPS has agreed to chat to us this morning. Thank you for doing so. Good morning. How are you?
Very good morning to you and to your listeners.
So this is an incredible story. And the more we're reading about this, almost the deeper it goes, because this seems to be, quite a international drug trafficking, all sorts of things. But let's just take one step back and give us an overview as to what happened in the arrest.
Okay. Well, thank you for the opportunity. I can confirm to you that a multidisciplinary team that was assembled to track down the suspects and his accomplices, this team was led by Interpol South Africa. We also had our organized crime guys involved in it, our detectives, our crime intelligence, and most importantly, the special task force. Our special task force units, or operators rather, are called in and respond to only high-risk incidents. So that gives you an idea what kind of people we are dealing with. So we can confirm to you that we have been working for several months on this particular case, investigating it. As soon as the Israeli authorities alerted that these people might, this particular suspect rather, might be in the country. So we were working together with these Israeli authorities, and they gave us the background that this particular suspect is part of a notorious gang dealing in drug trafficking, extortion, and other criminal activities in that country. And that between 2003 and 2004, this wanted suspect allegedly placed an explosive bomb in two separate incidents under and underneath a vehicle of a particular individual. And as a result of those, the explosion in the two incidents, eight people were seriously injured, but, and miraculously survived that incident.
Right.
So yesterday, obviously, it was a culmination of hard work. We swooped in into the identified address in Bryanston. We found the suspect and seven others.
That's absolutely incredible, and well done. Well done to everybody involved. What is likely to happen to them now? If they were here, if there's a red notice, Interpol notice, does that mean they are extradited? Are they charged here? What is the process that is normally followed in cases like this?
So because we have the warrant of arrest that was handed over to us from the Israeli authority, we arrested them on that basis, right, for the charges of, especially this one suspect, for the charge of conspiracy to commit murder and attempted murder. But as you may have heard, when we pounced on that identified address, we found several items that would also implicate the suspect
locally,
and the seven other people that were arrested.
Mm.
So amongst other things, we found 19 firearms, of which two are AK-47s, and you know that AK-47s are banned in the country. They are not allowed. We have, amongst others, five assault rifles and seven pistols. So we are busy processing them. They're going to be taken in for ballistic testing to be able to determine whether they were used in any other crimes in the country. We also found them with $40,000 in cash. We found six motorbikes, of which three have been positively identified as stolen. We also found them in possession of eight unique vehicles, including a sniper light delivery truck. So those are the type of trucks that, gangs across the world use to monitor people, use in their operations as snipers. We also found one frequency jamming devices, four drones fitted with cameras, two bulletproof vests, two money counting machines, and a digital weight scale to weigh drugs. In addition to that, we found them in possession of 3 kilograms of drugs, which is suspected to be cocaine and crystal meth. So, yeah, we found items that are implicating them more, especially in the country. So these are some of the charges that will be added to them to check whether these firearms are licensed. But as I've indicated, two of those firearms are illegal in the country. So they will be charged with, amongst others, being in possession of illegal firearms, being in possession of drugs. Whether they were dealing or not, that is something that the investigation will uncover. So they are being processed. They will be appearing before court quite soon. And, yeah, we are optimistic that we have the right people.
Amazing.
We have, you know, we are squeezing the space for criminals to operate in the country. And we are proud of our team.
And so we should be. I think it's – and these are the things that need to be celebrated. Obviously, nobody wants to see this level of criminality and – as I say, the depth that this could have gone to globally, we don't want to see that, but we do. We should be celebrating these types of arrests. It must be a concern in terms of keeping them, holding them safely. And I don't only mean for them, I mean for everybody around, given the networks that they have. Is that a problem?
Yes, obviously those are operational matters that we cannot discuss and also divulge where these people are being kept.
Okay.
Because with the items that have been seized, you can only imagine that
exactly.
These people are highly organized.
Yes.
It seems as though they're not only operating in Israel. Like I've indicated,
right.
Our investigations are going to uncover whether they have been also implicated in other crimes in the country. But I think that will be our main focus. So the processing, it would include obviously the taking of fingerprints, trying to trace and link them to other cases that have been happening in the country. But most importantly, we are liaising quite closely with Israeli authorities. Once we have processed them in South Africa, we will then be handing them over to Israel to answer to the crimes committed there. But obviously the seven others and this particular suspect will also face the court of law in South Africa because, as I've indicated, they were found with items that are implicating them in crimes in the country.
Absolutely phenomenal. Colonel Atlante Mate from the SAPS spokesperson talking to us about the arrest. And well done to you. Well done to the organization and everybody involved for this, I think, an incredible achievement. It is 7 o'clock. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.